8:15, Bill McGuire's here this morning from the Better Business Bureau. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm thinking you got to call in Doctor Who to check that thing.
Could be.
You know, he can travel pretty well and at the speed of light.
That's too. Right. We're talking scams in space. Now we're talking scams here on Earth.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Well, I've got some information for our business owners. This just in, millennials like to compare prices online.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This little piece is from Cooper Smith, who writes for businessinsider.com. I get this occasionally in my email, and there's some pretty good information floating around. Younger consumers are impulsive shoppers, like we didn't know that already, but they are also more likely to go online to compare prices than their older cohorts. I think they're talking about us, Scott.
Yeah, I think they are, yeah.
And that's according to a recent Gallup poll. The vast majority of millennials, these are folks aged 18 to 33, and Generation Xers, aged 34 to 49, compare prices online. 70% of consumers from both age groups said they go online to find the best deals when shopping. Baby boomers, that's us, Scott.
Yep.
Aged 50 to 68 still don't use the web as much as millennials do to find deals. Only slightly more than half of baby boomers said they go online to compare prices. We have less time here on Earth. It's running out for us.
That's right. We can't waste time doing
right.
that.
Yeah. Millennials are still the most spontaneous shoppers. 42% of millennials said they made an impulsive purchase between April and June of this year. It's important for business owners to monitor particular shopping habits that correlate with age, so retailers know how to target their core customer demographic. As the Gallup results show, over the past few months, millennials and Gen Xers have been more impulsive when it comes to shopping and far more likely to go shop inside brick-and-mortar stores, but then go online to compare prices or complete a purchase. So they go look and see what they like, and then they go online and try to find a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of, that's good information.
Well, we like local business, though. Buy local. We
right,
like that.
Right. We want to buy local. In another piece I have here, millennials are catching on to the American dream. And I just want to give this to realtors in our listening audience and so they can use this. A recent survey from the Demand Institute provides new evidence that the study surveyed 1,000 18 to 29-year-olds about current conditions and market preferences, and they found out that home ownership remains an important long-term goal. Here's a few of their findings. Over the next 5 years, 8.3 million new millennial households will form. 64% expect to be married in 5 years, and 55% expect to have children. 75% believe home ownership is an important long-term goal, and 73% believe home ownership is an excellent investment. And finally, 48% prefer their next home to be in the suburbs, while 38% want urban locations. This is some good news, though. You know, going down the road, these millennials aren't just going to school. They're thinking about, kicking the can down to home ownership.
Yep, like that.
So, use that information wisely in the realtor market and those folks that are, selling, and hope for the best.
There you go. Thanks a lot. That's Bill McGuire here from the Better Business Bureau on Alternate Mondays. It's brought to you, that's our community segment, brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.